Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Ephesians 6, verse number 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might."
It's no news flash, but life is often very hard, isn't it? Life is hard. And if you live very long at all, you find yourself saying something like this: "Lord, give me strength." Especially if you're parents of young ones or teenagers. Sometimes we say something like this: "I just don't know if I'm going to have the strength to face all of this." Because Jesus is who he is, has done what he has done, and gives what he gives, you and I really have all the strength that we'll really need. We have all the strength that we truly need. Not ours, but his. Well, we looked at about a chapter and a half this morning. Tonight we're going to look at one verse. Open your Bibles to the 6th chapter of Ephesians, and we'll focus on verse 10. Because Jesus is who he is, has done what he's done, and gives what he gives, Christians have all the strength that we need. In the course of our study tonight, we're going to make three observations. Observation number one will be in the form of four statements. Four statements. Then we're going to look at a second observation. Focus on this verse and its structure, how it's put together. Ephesians 6, verse 10. One verse. And then, lastly, I'm going to talk to you about how you and I can upload God's strength. How we can upload the Lord's strength in our lives. Four ways, to be specific. So let's examine this verse up close and personal. Four statements to consider. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 is a bugle call to war. There's no getting around it. It is a bugle call to readiness for spiritual conflict. Satan doesn't kick a dead horse. So he's looking for opportunities to create havoc in the lives of those who belong to Jesus, hopefully causing us to lose our souls. It's a bugle call to readiness for spiritual conflict. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6, but mighty unto God to the casting down of strongholds. We are involved in a spiritual warfare, 1 Timothy 1, 18, and we're to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, second statement. In looking at things, there's no place for a spiritual pacifist. There's no place for spiritual pacifism when it concerns spiritual warfare. It's a fight, it's a battle, it's a war. A pacifist is one who believes that it's not appropriate or that they cannot engage in conflict. In this conflict, no one is removed. Everyone has to fight. We ought to be fighting this conflict together through the Lord. Third, self-sufficiency in spiritual conflict is suicidal. Self-sufficiency in spiritual conflict is suicidal. You want to lose your soul? Be full of yourself when it comes to the spiritual realm. The devil is so happy when people are full of themselves because he's been full of himself for a long time now too. And we're acting like him. But fourth, a statement to keep in mind, and think about how every word to this song that many of us have sung a lot, "Soldiers of Christ Arise," think about the words to this verse, "Leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace. Take every virtue, every grace, and fortify the whole." Think about that. Four statements. Now focus on the verse Bo read for us, the one verse we're studying tonight up close, Ephesians 6, verse 10. I'll break it down into four parts. First part, the word finally. Finally. This is a climactic point. It's a high point in a series of exhortations. You know, a lot of people know that Ephesians 6:10 through about verse 20 deals with the Christian armor, but it seems like almost any study of the Christian armor puts a whole lot more time into the actual pieces of the armor and somewhat overlooks the fact that the real strength is found in the Lord. Finally, Ephesians 6:10 through the end of the chapter is the last in the series of some important exhortations. Finally, this is really important, y'all. Then he says, "Be strong." That's a command. There is a climactic exhortation and there is an imperative command. Be strong. Now, the Bible talks about that a lot. You know, we talk about, "Lord, give me strength," or "I just don't have the strength." God is willing to give strength to those who are weak. Isaiah 40, verses 28 and 29. God is willing to bless. "I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." My righteous right hand, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Okay? God's willing. Think about this. Be strong carries with it the idea of being strengthened or being made strong. It doesn't stress you need to become strong. It stresses that we ought to be made strong. In other words, the source of our strength is outside of ourselves. Okay? And that's made even clearer by the next part of the verse, "Be strong in the Lord." There's the sphere, the environment. There is this climactic point of exhortation. Finally, there's an imperative command, "Be strong." There's a sphere or environment in which we are to ever find ourselves, in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. And then finally, notice that there is a little three-letter word, A-N-D, and, connecting things of equal importance, strength in the Lord and the power of His might. So lastly, as we look at this particular verse, there's an explanation. Be strong in the Lord. Well, what do you mean by that, Paul? What are you saying in the Holy Spirit? I want you to be strong in the strength of His might. Just another way of putting it. And stop and look at this. There are three different expressions in the original language, all of which refer to God's strength, to God's power, to God's might. Whose strength or power and might should we fight this fight in? The Lord's. And he could not have been more clear. Sometimes we're fighting great conflicts spiritually, but we're doing it too much on our own and not enough through the strength of the Lord. No wonder why we hurt sometimes. Because life is really hard. That brings me to the last thought. Four ways we can upload the strength of the Lord. Four ways we can upload it. Be very simple here. We can upload God's strength into us, the strength of the Lord in us, from His Word. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, Colossians 3 and verse 16. From His Word, we can derive incredible strength. All things pertaining to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. There's a passage in Psalm 119 and verse 28 I've come to appreciate. My heart is exceedingly sorrowful. My heart is exceedingly heavy. You ever relate to that? Heavy-hearted, grieved. Strengthen me according to your word. That's Psalm 119 and verse 28. You want to become stronger in the Lord? That can be done listening to the word of the Lord and applying it. Secondly, when we think of ways to upload God's strength, we can upload God's strength from worship. Worship. You know, one of the things that we do in worship is focus on God and His greatness, His character qualities, His perfection, His beauty. Evan was leading us in I Stand in Awe of You. You know about how beautiful and amazing God is. We can only stand when we rely on the One who enables us to stand. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. But he is able to keep us from stumbling, Jude 21 through 24. Worship. Look at Psalm 21, verse 13. Psalm 21, verse 13. Be exalted in your strength, O Lord. Be exalted in your strength, O Lord. We will sing and praise your power. We will sing and praise you for your power. We can upload God's strength from worship. And sometimes we feel so tired, so exhausted, so weak. We say, I just don't know if I can go to worship. It seems to me that the public assembly is one of the matters that we need the most when we feel that kind of weakness. Don't you agree? Private worship is needed. Family worship is needed. It might just be that in your desire to draw near to God and worship and praise Him, you're going to find the strength that you need to keep on going. It certainly wouldn't be the first time that God operated like this. Number three, you want to upload God's strength. Here's a tough one, but it's a great one. Waiting, from waiting. You want to have greater strength of the Lord in your life. Wait. Be patient. Look at Psalm 27, verse 14. Psalm 27, verse 14. The psalmist said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Then, verse 14, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Wait on the Lord. They who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31. They who wait on the Lord. In Isaiah 30 and verse 15, it said, in quietness and confidence, there is strength from the Lord. Sometimes we need to stop. There's so much to do, we say, well, maybe we need to stop and just wait for a moment on the Lord, where there is peace and confidence. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get so busy, I just need to stop. And I need to wait and listen rather than be moving and talking. Fourth, if you want to upload strength, a good way to do it is from weakness. From weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Paul's thorn in the flesh. He prayed on three different occasions that God take that thorn away, whatever the problem, the difficulty was. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. And then he says, in my weakness, I am made strong. Because I am made to focus on the strength of Jesus and not merely my own. One verse, but it has a lot to say, and we've unpacked quite a bit in this brief study. Take a moment and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll close with this thought about being strong in the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is on trial before Caesar and Rome. But what ends up happening is this. He puts Rome and Caesar on trial before God. And he's in a circumstance, he's in a situation where he can feel very insignificant and powerless. But look at 2 Timothy 4 and verse 17. It's obvious that he's not going to make it alive out of his circumstances without divine intervention. But at this point, he says something amazing. He said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I believe that there's going to be numerous occasions throughout our own life when we recognize something of our own weakness and our own inability to handle things. And we're going to need to rely even more on the strength of Jesus. I suspect the Lord's wanting to teach us a thing or two about that. But he strengthens us. And we too are delivered out of the lion's mouth, so to speak. Let us pray. God, yours is the power and the glory and the dominion forever and ever. As strong as Satan is, as powerful as temptation is, you are far greater, you are far stronger. And all that exists with Satan and the demons and the world, it's not even a close second to you in power. How awesome and amazing you are. May we be more mindful of the strength that you supply us each day. As the day closes, may we thank you for the strength that you've given us throughout the day. When we arise in the morning, May we praise you and thank you for the strength that you will give us to meet the events of the day. And thank you that Jesus is the source of our strength in his person, and that he shares his infinite resources with us. So we can say too, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We love you, God, and we're amazed at how good you are to us. Lord, we need your strength. We pray that you give us strength to stand up for your beloved Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to sing our song of encouragement. I appreciate so much you listening. Hope that this has benefited you. I think it'll bless you this week. Hopefully this very moment it has. To truly be strong, you have to rely on the Lord. And relying on the Lord involves coming to Him in faith and repentance and baptism, becoming part of His church, the body of Christ. It involves wanting to put on the whole armor of God, wherein is found strength against the evil one, Satan. Think about these matters, because there's nothing more important than being strong enough in Jesus to be with Him forever. Let's stand and sing.